foul shot in the third quarter as well with 1 point on the game, and that rounds out the standpoint scoring. Leading scorer for New Stew is Peter Walcott with 13, 7 for Wyagon, 12 for Chad Kapotik, 4 for Stephen Oiluck, and 3 for Nolan Christopher. New Stew on the floor and in position. They'll have the ball first to start the fourth quarter of play. Sandpoint now takes the floor and goes on defense. Mallory Gunderson, Nikki Mack, C.J. Roby, Brandon Smith, and Chris Condi in the game for Coach George Cromer's team. The ball is in the front court now, dribbled by Chris Wyagon. They've placed Basil Hansen at the foul line, maybe hoping for an entry pass that way against this tough Sandpoint D. Walcott with a spin move goes up for a shot, and Brandon Smith feeds that one right back to him. Walcott recovers it near the left sideline. Dribbles the other way now, hands the ball off to Kapotik. He goes off a screen by Walcott, kicks it over to Oiluck. Nice pass inside to Wyagon, who goes up under Brandon Smith and lays it in. Nice-looking play there by New Stew. Their lead is 11, 41-30. C.J. Roby lobs it to Brandon Smith for a long three right below us on the right wing. Nice offensive rebound by C.J. Roby. Nearly tied up. Now he goes up for a six-footer. No good off the back of the rim. The ball is going to be out of bounds to Sandpoint. Yes. Sandpoint gets the call. They'll run a stack on the left side of the lane. Kicked out in the corner by Chris Condi to C.J. Roby. He tries entry pass. It's batted away. Brandon Smith gets it and goes up strong from underneath the basket and puts it in. Nice power move there by Brandon Smith. He has 17 on the game. And it's 41-32, New Stew. And now New Stew loses the ball out of bounds. And they're going to say it was off of Sandpoint. Now New Stew loses the ball out of bounds. And they're going to say it was off of Sandpoint. Looked like Walcott tried to save it in, but New Stew, his possession, inch 51, is deflected there by Brandon Smith and rolls out of bounds far side. New Stew, sort of Wyagon, dribbles, passes across court to Walcott, down to Oiluck. Oiluck dribbles left, takes a two-pointer, no good. The rebound is taken there by C.J. Roby. He throws the ball away, attempting to get into Brandon Smith. Brandon Smith blocks the first attempt by Oiluck. He gets the rebound away by Wyagon. Picks it, throws the ball away, attempting to get into Brandon Smith. Brandon Smith blocks the first attempt by Oiluck. He gets the rebound away by Wyagon. Picks it back up, gets it to Brandon Smith. Brandon backing down the baseline, tries to spin, goes up, and he's going to draw the foul. Brandon went up with three New Stew players right around him. The foul is on Oiluck, his third. Number 21, Chad Kapotik, was claiming that they all had straight up and down position, but about four different arms wrapped around Brandon as he attempted to go up for that turnaround jumper from 10 feet, and he'll be at the line for two. His first free throw is up and in. Three in the quarter, 18 in the game for Brandon Smith, wearing number 23 for the Sandpoint Eagles. 43-33. If he can make this one, it'll cut the lead under 10 once again. And it's short. C.J. Roby goes in the glass, but he tips it loose, but it's gathered there by Oiluck. He passes it quickly down court to Wyagon, who goes in, and Brandon Smith sends that one off in the corner. Brandon doing a great job down low defensively. He probably has four or five blocks on the game, two in the last minute, both impressive and very clean. Okay, here's a long pass top for Peter Walcott from the inbounds play. He gets it to Kapotik, who throws up a three-pointer, no good, but Wyagon gets the rebound over Chris Condi, gets it back to Walcott for a two, no good. Brandon Smith goes up, the ball's tipped around, and Basil Hansen gets the rebound and puts it in for his first two of the game. Number 54 enters the scoring column with 5:45 to go, and it's a 12-point lead for New Stew. C.J. Roby passes it to Brandon. He drives left side, puts up a shot, no good off the rim. C.J. Roby gets the rebound, goes up, and then it was blocked, and it comes down to Wyagon, who drives down. He loses it and now tries to save it, and now it's out of bounds as Basil Hansen cannot run it down for the New Stew Eagles. And that's a turnover to the Sandpoint Eagles. They'll inbound it in front of the New Stew bench. As Coach Makia Walcott sits there calmly watching his squad, who currently hold a 12-point advantage over Sandpoint with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. D.J. Roby walks the ball across the timeline to Chris Condi, to Nikki Mack. Her entry pass is batted away by Walcott, back to Condi. Condi looking for Roby, right wing, back to Condi. Condi's going to take a long three off the back of the rim, no good. Tipped around and grabbed there by Kapotik. He gets it to Walcott, who pushes the ball up the floor. Nice cross-lane pass there to Oyelock, whose shot rolls around the rim and off. No good. C.J. Roby tips the ball out and recovers it. He's going in one-on-one against number 54. And whoa, an off-balance shot by C.J. as he was about to go to the floor, and he put it up over Hansen and in. C.J. is 13, and it's a 10-point game once again. 45-35 with 4:42 to play. Kapotik now dribbles left side and puts up a two-point shot, and it's good. No hesitation there by Chad as he drops that one in from just inside the three-point arc. C.J. Roby gets it down to Brandon Smith, who goes in the lane, running one-hander off the glass and in. 5 points in the quarter for Brandon Smith, 20 for the game, and George Cromer calls a timeout for the Sandpoint Eagles here. A full timeout with 4:27 to go, fourth quarter. New Stew Eagles leading the Sandpoint Eagles by 10, 47-37. This is Rob Lanham in Bristol Bay High School at Naknek, Alaska, and it continues to be our privilege to bring you live coverage of Volusia's Eastboro High School basketball here at the 2010 Sockeye Classic on KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. on your dial, 88.1 FM, or live streaming via the Internet. We thank the folks in the studio over the past week and a half, Kells and Virgil and Shannon, who've done an outstanding job bringing you these games live. And we also want to thank all of you out there, our listeners, fans, and maybe some first-time people that are just listening to basketball on the radio, maybe for the first time. We hope that you're enjoying the broadcast. Try to give you a visual picture of what's going on. And want to remind you that you can go to apradio.org for the KSDP website. And if you're not able to catch us live, you can hear all the action as it's recorded and placed on the website shortly after the end of each game, and you can listen to it at your leisure. Return to action now as New Stew inbounds the ball backcourt. It goes to Walcott, who brings it across the timeline, closely defended there by C.J. Roby. Still a 2-3 defense by Sandpoint. They've done a good job, but they still trail by 10. Here's an entry pass to Kapotik, back out to Walcott, to Oyelock down in the corner for Wyagon. Fakes a shot, puts it top to Kapotik, who dribbles around Nicky Mack, puts up a shot, no good off the back of the rim, or he went around Mallory Gunderson. Nicky Mack ran the rebound down in the corner. She goes to the floor. I think we're going to have a foul called on Peter Walcott, called for his fourth foul, as Nicky did a good job getting that rebound and had it in the corner looking for help, and Walcott reached in for his fourth foul. C.J. Roby now brings it up. Lob pass. A lazy lob pass, and Oyelock read that one. He's going to go in all alone and lay it up and in. Oyelock now with 8 points in the game for New Stew, and they lead by 12 again. 49-37, 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Wyagon guarding Roby tightly there at the top. Nice pass to Mallory Gunderson, who gets it to Brandon Smith, and he's rejected by Oyelock, number 23, blocking the other 23. Mallory Gunderson has the ball in the corner, and she's double-teamed there, but as she's looking to get out of the trap, she's fouled there by Hansen, his third, team's fifth. 3:27 to play. Condi inbounds the ball to Roby, dribbles across the three-point arc, gets it over to Nicky Mack. Nicky backs up. Now her pass, intended for Condi, is knocked away by Oyelock. He goes in against C.J. Roby and puts it up and in with the reverse. 10 points in the game for Oyelock as he reaches double figures. Quickly the ball comes down to Brandon Smith in the front court. Puts up a two-pointer from a bad angle on the right baseline and knocks it down. 22 in the game for Brandon. 51-39, same point. His deficit is cut back to 12. Walcott gets it to Kapotik, who's guarded closely there by Mallory Gunderson. Goes to Walcott, over to Oyelock. Lob pass in the lane for Wyagon. He bounces across to Hansen, who misses a bank shot, but the rebound is gathered there by Chad Kapotik, and he puts it back up and in. 16 in the game for Kapotik. Nice game for the New Stew player. And he got that rebound because Brandon Smith went out to defend, left the lane open. The ball comes down now to nice drive there by Mallory Gunderson, and she went around the defender, around three defenders, actually missed the shot, but C.J. Roby picks it up and puts it in. C.J. with 15 now. Good baseline move by Mallory Gunderson, and she left three New Stew defenders in her dust and led to a basket for the Sandpoint Eagles. Here's a pass deflected now. Rolls. The shot is put up by Hansen, rolls around the rim and off. No good. The rebound taken by Wyagon. He goes up and misses the shot, but there's going to be a Sandpoint foul. C.J. Roby called for the foul. That's the third on C.J. And team foul number three in this half against Sandpoint. 2:06 to go in this one, 53-41. New Stew leading by an even dozen. And make it a Baker's dozen now as Wyagon rather converts the first free throw. He now reaches double figures with 10 points in the game. We have 4 New Stew players with double figures. His second shot is up and good. And the lead is 14, 55-41. New Stew leading Sandpoint. Brandon Smith brings the ball up, crossover dribble, goes left side, puts the ball up off the front of the rim, no good, gets his own rebound, goes up and puts it in off the glass. Good work on the offensive boards. Now here's a quick outlet down court to Wyagon, and Brandon Smith tries the block but can't get it, and Wyagon puts that in. He's got 6 in the quarter and 13 on the game, and the lead is 14 once again with a minute 43 to go. C.J. Roby spins at the three-point arc, gets it over to Condi, right wing, down in the corner for Brandon Smith. Brandon's three-point shot is off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Wyagon. He finds number one there. His shot is no good. That was Wesley Andrew back in the game, but it's followed up by Nolan Christopher, and it's 59-43. 16-point lead for New Stew with a minute 20 to go. Brandon Smith gets the ball to Mallory Gunderson. She fakes down. She splits the defense, drives in, goes up. Her shot is blocked from behind. Nice move again there on the offense by Mallory. Wyagon takes it down against Brandon Smith. Off the glass, no good. The ball's on the floor. Nikki Mack grabs it. Tied up there by a New Stew player. And the possession arrow points. Well, let's see here. Did we get a timeout? Coach Cromer tried to call a timeout at the instant that Nikki Mack gained possession before she was tied up on the floor. And I think it's going to, well, if they don't know, not sure who the possession arrow is pointing to, but Coach Cromer goes ahead and calls a 30-second timeout. So I'm not sure if he saved possession for Sandpoint or not. 1:03 to play in the fourth quarter of this fifth-place matchup in the boys' bracket, 2010 Sockeye Classic, here at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. Glad you could join us for this afternoon game. Earlier today, the King Cove rookies claimed fifth place in the girls' bracket with a 50-33 decision over the Manicotic Lynx. And I'm going to take a quick look at the scoring in that one. Not sure what I do with it. And there it is. Raylene Kachutin led the rookies with 18, Danielle Carlson 12, and 10 for Courtney Wilson. His three players were in double figures. Sandpoint did save possession. They get the ball in, bring it down. Brandon Smith for a long three, no good. T.J. Roby with the rebound. Nikki Mack takes the pass, dribbles it out top, passes it over to Chris Condi. Chris dribbles down, backs out, gets it into Brandon Smith in the lane. He goes up for a jumper and knocks it down. Good. Nice shot there by Brandon. He's got 11 in the quarter, 26 for the game. And here's a pass down. Nice job. Oh, and we've got a hard foul. Somebody, not really a hard foul. The pass went down to Christopher. Nolan Christopher went up for the bank shot. Chris Condi was right there, and Christopher came down into Condi. And they both went hard to the floor, but Condi's going to draw the foul, his second. And Christopher goes to the line for two. His first shot is in and out, no good. 32 seconds to play. 59-45. Sandpoint trailing by 14. And Heidi Jacobson comes in now, replacing Chris Condi. Heidi wearing number 15. And the referee telling Coach Cromer that the sub needs to check into the bench, but she did do that. I think the scorer's table forgot to sound the horn. And the second shot by Christopher is up off the back of the rim. No good. Taken down there by Brandon Smith. 30 seconds exactly to go. Brandon rushes the ball across the line, drives the lane, goes up, and his shot rolls around. No good. Gets the rebound. Goes up again. No good. And he's fouled from behind. Brandon kind of frustrated there, but continues to work hard. And he's going to go to the line for two. That foul is going to be called, I believe, on Chad Kapotik, his second, and that's the case. 22 seconds to go, 59-45, Sandpoint trailing New Stew. Brandon dribbles, sights, and shoots. His foul shot is up and good. 12 points now in the fourth quarter for Brandon Smith, and he has a game-high 27 to lead all scorers. Takes a breath, dribbles, puts the second one up and in. And it's a 12-point deficit again. 20 seconds to play. The ball goes front court, double-team there. A long pass down low and Wygon gets it to Christopher, and they had C.J. Roby outnumbered there. And the 61-47, Christopher now has 7 points. C.J. Roby passing the ball, and the referee said he stepped inbounds before getting the pass to Brandon Smith, so it's a turnover for Sandpoint with under 10. And now here's a near steal by Mallory Gunderson. Good defense as she continues to play hard, and with the clock's going to run down, and at the horn, a shot is thrown up and made by number 23, Stephen Oiluk, and they give him that one. Looked like it was after the horn, but it's academic. And that ends the game with a final score, 64 to 47.